Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Okay, it's WMFO in Medford, and it is time for Acoustic Sailing. Welcome to the program. On today's show, we're going to emphasize jazz, we're going to emphasize folk, and we're going to have a great time. Call me at 855-915-9636 if you want to hear anything. I will play anything at all, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is WMFO in Medford, and we'll come back in just a moment. Check this out. Okay, 1 second, technical difficulties, and we are ready for a PSA.
This is Billy Bob Neck, Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good on WMFO in Medford. If you're a free-form loving, latte-sipping, New York Times reading, Volvo-driving, godless, liberal, defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://support.wmfo.org or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address: WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. going to heaven, or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
This is WMFO in Medford, and we're having a donation drive. Send your money to WMFO, care of Acoustic Ceiling, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. And here's the Beatles to tell you more about that.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
So this is WMFO and Vin Magazzini. This show is called Acoustic Ceiling. We start off with acoustic music and we break through the acoustic ceiling and play everything and anything above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. So we're going to start the show off with none other than John Lennon. This is WMFO Medford.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. hero will just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
WMFO in Medford. That was John Lennon with Working Class Hero, and it was a flipping great song. It's John Lennon, what do you expect? And now here's Phil Oakes. Here is Phil Oakes without further ado, the man.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, for underneath her borders the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. To the people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can't wash the blood from off their hands. For they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa. The schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Whoa. Cops of Mississippi, they're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars, and behind their broken badges there are murderers and more. Oh. Judges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court. They're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Oh, and here's to the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ratings of a clown. To the laws of Mississippi,
Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa. Here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust.
The legendary Phil Oakes right there with his To the State of Mississippi. And right now we're going to burst through the acoustic ceiling. This is WMFO in Medford.
The other woman finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails, and she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh-cut flowers in each room. There are never toys, it's scattered everywhere. And when her old man comes to call, he'll find her a lonesome queen. 'Cause when she's by his side, it's such a change from old routine. Always cry herself to sleep. The other woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spare.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Bass.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows. Stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there so I know, you keep on saying go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton, you're just plain rotten, you're too damn lazy, you're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know, I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about. Bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow. Go. Just a trouble.
put my life on hold and took you home. Good sense shut down, I placed you on a throne. Well, what's the wheel that kept me on the road? The force of nature preventing overload. Say, don't you know I've been dressed to kill? If you got the tools, be careful what you build. Every time it's hard assuming that the arch is blind. My quicksand, let me introduce you to my final stand. I went to Paris once, I thought I had a plan. I woke up with an accent.
Thank you.
And now, folks, here's something completely different. WMFO in Medford, and of course that was the Dropkick Murphys with I'm Shipping Up to Boston. It was a little mashup there with Good Times, Bad Times, Zeppelin. It was noisy, it was ugly, but you loved it, I can tell. This is WMFO. Give me a call if you want to hear something. 855-915-9636. There's about 12 more minutes in the program. At the end of the program, I'll do a rundown of every single song I played, so stick around for that. I got The Who next, and I have some fellow DJs that will be talking next, right after The Who. So here's The Bloody Who.
Little Billy didn't mind.
This is WMFO in Medford, and we have everyone getting on a mic. We're going to talk about the issues of the day. Do-do-do-do-do. Something different. Okay. We have Tufts students and former students. And what school did you go to?
Went to Swarthmore College.
That's okay. And which one did you go to?
We both went to Swarthmore.
Okay, and you are a current student at Tufts?
Yep, I'm a freshman.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to talk about some issues of the day. What do you think about someone who has no empathy and someone who perhaps wants to put a dent in the universe? I think about what Steve Jobs said and did, and I think about what type of person he was. Do you think he was a decent guy? I mean, did he do decent things? Was it worth it? What do you think about that? I mean, do you have to be a bastard to get things done?
I don't know. I think I, like many people, have mixed feelings about Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are those feelings? Well, let's explore those feelings.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, consider him something of a hero, but then, you know, a lot of people also were treated badly by him.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think that's why that movie bombed. There was a movie they made, Steve Jobs.
They made two. Both of them did not do very well.
Well, one reason is because he just sits there and bullies people. It's really an ugly film. Did you ever see it? He just sits there and says, do this, do that, you stink, you are, you know, the whole 2-hour film, hour and 45 minutes, whatever it was. Awful, awful stuff. I mean, I think about that. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? I mean, I wonder about the man.
I blame Ashton Kutcher. Personally, I don't know if I believe Ashton Kutcher is a Steve Jobs figure.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I think when it comes to doing something really great, you really need to be able to buckle down, mm-hmm. and be able to get people to do things. And everyone has their own different methods for doing that. And mm-hmm. while I may not agree with Steve Jobs' methods,
mm-hmm.
it did create something great.
He did great things without a doubt. I really wonder about, you know, in the long run, in the cosmic sweep of things, you know, how much of a dent in the universe he actually made. And wouldn't it have been nice to have a design in the universe or a creative artistic flow or masterpiece or something? What do you think about that, Arjun?
Well, I think when you talk about making a dent in the universe, I think there's a high turnover, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can make a really huge dent in, you know, generation A, and once you get to generation B, C, or D, you know, that dent is gone. You know, so it's an interesting process that is always rolling. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think oftentimes we tend to focus on what our legacy will be mm-hmm. in the future, in like 50 years. And when we do that, we tend to ignore what our impact is on the communities of today. How are our mm-hmm. actions, our what we're doing, how is it affecting our friends and family, those around us? Mm-hmm. I think that when you look and think, oh, what I'm doing, it doesn't have any effect on this greater scheme, or like it won't have any effect 300 years from now, I think that tends to overlook the little everyday victories
mm-hmm.
that our actions can have.
Yeah, it's almost like the flip side of the same coin, what you just said. That's interesting. Any last minute thoughts or last second thoughts on that?
I've always felt like maybe you don't need to be you know, as you said, a bastard to make a lasting impression, but I definitely think that to do something great, you have to be definitely delusional. You have to be some kind of, you know, delusional person.
Here, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people have definitely told me that I'm delusional, and too many people have told me I'm great, though. What's going on here? Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
I was about to say you seem like a great person to me.
Well, next week we're going to talk a lot. It's, believe it or not, just 5 minutes left on the program. And what do we say, 5 minutes before the show ends or 5 minutes after the show ends? I mean, what do we say? Someone do it. WMFO Medford, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Cool. Hey, why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves? I'm going to get some music here. What's on your mind? What should we get Tufts and Tony Monaco to do. He's the president of Tufts. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. Hmm. So, what should Tony Monaco go? Tony Monaco, what should we do? What should he do with us? Should we get him on the air?
I think we should get Tony Monaco.
And definitely ask him why we don't have, or why you guys don't have, you know, cream soda and all the water fountains.
Cream soda?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just
absolutely
have a lot of general issues with water fountains. Every dorm, it has like one water fountain, but like, I live in a 4-floor building, so if you're not on the water fountain dorm or a floor, you're kind of screwed.
So, wait a second. Only one floor has a water fountain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tony, what are you doing about that? We have to have a chat about water fountains. Anyway, this is WMFO in Medford. Quick, very, very quick rundown of the songs we heard. We started today's show off with John Lennon, and he sang us Working Class Hero. It's one of his great, great songs. And if you want to be a hero, be like flipping him. Anyway, that's John Lennon, Working Class Hero. Then it was Phil Oakes with Here's to the State of Mississippi from I Ain't Marching Anymore. Nina Simone gave us two songs. First was The Other Woman. The other one was Mississippi Goddamn from Nina Simone's Finest Hour. We heard Wynton Marsalis with Hummel's Trumpet Concerto in E Major Rondo Allegro Molto from Classic Wynton. Then we heard a couple from Elton John. We heard Rock and Roll Madonna from Elton John from a classic old song. We also heard a song from a few years back, not too long ago. It was a CD called The Diving Board. We heard a really nice song called My Quicksand. I like that one a lot. Then it was Back to Music or Jazz Music with Miles Davis. We heard Summertime from The Essential Miles Davis. We heard Erykah Badu. Is that how you say it? How do you say it?
Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Oh, yeah.
Is she new?
No, she's been around a long time.
Like 6 months?
No. Like, she's been sort of in the background for a really long time, okay, and then also the foreground.
All right. Erykah Badu, we heard Back in the Day from Back in the Day. It's a promotional single. We heard a mashup with Led Zeppelin and Dropkick Murphys. It was pretty ugly, so I won't bother saying the names. Then we heard Little Billy from The Who from 30 Years of Maximum Rock and Roll. We're going to leave you with a song by Alice Coltrane. Guys, why don't you say goodbye to your families and friends until next Saturday at 4 o'clock? Go ahead. Say hello or even goodbye at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, hello and goodbye.
Hello and goodbye.
Hi and bye.
Okay, and we'll see you next week from 4 to 5 on Acoustic Sailing. Thank you very much for listening. This is WMFO Medford.